Blog Talk Radio.
I just get that check, then I go. These niggas hating on the low, low. You don't wanna see me make it, but try and sabotage my show, show. You don't wanna see me make it, I hit your city, you ain't show, show. You don't wanna see me make it, you don't wanna see me grow, grow. You don't wanna see me make it, yeah. I swear this shit so sad, sad. It used to hurt so bad, bad. How as soon as success comes, yeah. All these niggas get mad, mad. Niggas hating on the low, low. You don't wanna see me make it, they try and sabotage my show, show. You don't wanna see me make it, yeah. They ain't wanna shake a humble hand,
nah.
Throw the iron fist, gon' knock them out,
yeah.
These niggas worse than these crackers,
yeah.
They gon' make me bring them choppers out,
bro.
They put my address on the internet,
internet.
I swear to God, these niggas hoes,
hoes.
Then they try to get me jammed,
they
up. They done went and caught parole,
goddamn.
Every time I drop a video,
yeah.
They in the comments like them trolls,
trolls.
They see these black queens love
you, love you.
All of a sudden, now they hoes,
black queen.
Most of my elders ain't shit,
ain't shit.
And all these niggas so sad,
sad.
They throw their soul for some crumbs,
crumbs.
That's what make it so bad,
dang.
I know what make them so mad,
mad.
I got something they never had,
had.
In the middle of a lecture,
yeah.
I changed slides, then dab,
dab.
Black power in this motherfucker. I'm people's champ like Rocky,
Rocky.
It's time air getting cocky,
cocky.
So what, you can't stop,
yeah.
Niggas hating on low,
low.
You don't wanna see me make it, they try and sabotage my show,
show.
You don't wanna see me make it, I hit your city, you ain't show,
show.
You don't wanna see me make it, you don't wanna see me grow,
grow.
You don't wanna see me make it,
yeah.
I swear this shit so sad,
sad.
It used to hurt so bad,
bad.
How as soon as success comes,
yeah.
All these niggas get mad,
mad.
Niggas hating on the low,
low.
You don't wanna see me make it, they try and sabotage my show,
show.
You don't wanna see me make it,
yeah.
They mad at young girl, the truth,
the truth.
They mad that I do what I do,
I do.
They mad I be rocking these jokes,
these jokes.
They mad I pull up in a coupe,
yeah.
I'm sipping wine out of feral cup,
yeah.
I'm sipping that thing like it's juice,
juice.
I hit the stage with the biggest pump,
yeah.
I walk in that bitch like a rope,
proud.
They mad I be teaching the people,
the people.
The way that they wish that they could,
they could.
They mad I say nigga and curse,
curse.
What bitch I grew up in a hood,
yeah.
I speak my truth real loud.
What's up, young Pharaoh? What up?
Collective Minds is once again back together again. This is Mufasa Ra with my co-host Love Lachey and brother Kevin. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, family?
Yeah.
All is well, for real.
Peace, peace, family. In the words of young Pharaoh. Well, yeah, y'all, hey, I'm feeling good today. Hopefully y'all feeling good. So, any callers or any listeners out there, hey, stay on and listen. If you want to chime in, you know, we'll get to you in a second. Bring your thoughts, bring your visions, bring your minds, and let's build. But anybody got any announcements of the day, for the day?
Love to say.
I don't have any announcements right now. I don't have an announcement right now.
Right. Yeah, I don't have any. Well, just shout out. I think it's Aquarius season, you know, so just shout out to all the Aquariuses in the building.
Hey, we accept, we like that. Thank you.
Right, right, right. No doubt, no doubt. So
keep going.
Shout out to
keep
all the Aquariuses.
More.
You know, hope everything is good.
Yeah.
This something that's hot out the press. I guess Donald Trump responded to an interview that Jay-Z had where he called Donald Trump like a super bug or something to that effect. But he did an interview with Van Jones on CNN. So
yeah.
Donald Trump, of course, tweeted this morning some about how the unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in the African-American community, and he's on the right track, and he's been doing this and doing that. And, you know, I just think it goes to show that, you know, the arrogance of Donald Trump and I really think that it's going to come back to bite him eventually. You know what I'm saying? Because he pretty much just says things and blows a lot of hot smoke, you know, up people's behind, you know, and he just passed it off as the truth, you know what I'm saying? So I just think the arrogance is going to catch up with the guy eventually. And I think it's a beautiful thing because he's going to destroy this country like he's done most of his businesses. He's going to destroy this country like he did most of his businesses. They failed. And he's going to fail as the president, as we see this first year, you know, then scandal after scandal. So I like Donald Trump for that. Keep up the good work and do your thing. So, yeah, that's all I got to say.
That was rough, Brother Kev.
Woo! Man.
I felt that. The heat on that.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. And that come from also, just real quick, I watched the they got a documentary on Netflix. It's like a series, and they did a episode on Trump and his businesses and all these other type things. And it was pretty interesting, to say the least. So if y'all get a chance to check that out, I think it's called Dirty Money, I can't think of it. It just got released this week, but it's something with money in it. And there's an episode. The last episode is on Donald Trump and his businesses. And it's called Dirty Money.
I think so.
Yeah, it's something like that, Dirty Money. So if y'all get a chance, check that out. It's pretty revealing. And it says a lot about our present commander-in-chief, Mr. Donald J. Trump. So.
All right, well, that's what up. That's what's up. Well, hey, let's get to the subject at hand. You know, today's topic, we want to talk about these new plastic toys. That's, you know, I mean, plastic sex toys ain't nothing new. But these new sex toys that we're seeing lately, I mean, they done took it to a whole nother level of the game. These sex dolls are looking realistic, you know, and guys are spending thousands of dollars on these things. You know what I'm saying? So we want to talk about these sex dolls, and y'all let us know if y'all feeling it. Do you think it's okay? Do you think it's demonic? Do you think it's a bad thing? Just what you think about them. I'm also hearing, and hey, y'all, my calls, y'all let me know. Let's get up there, but I'm going to look into it now as we talking. But I'm hearing they got a live sex doll for women, too. Anyone y'all hear about
that's
that?
That's coming. Yeah, that's coming.
Yes, sir.
I didn't hear about the doll, but I did hear that they did like a new 2018 renovated toy. Now it's a mouth. With a tongue that moves extremely fast.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So they invented, you know, they got some renovation things going on, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear if it was a doll as well. But there is a mouth, ladies.
Wow.
Brother Ted, you ain't seen it?
Nah, I ain't seen them out, but I've seen some male sex dolls though. They got them.
Man, this mouth they got. Let's talk about the mouth first, okay? This mouth they got is off the chain. I mean, the thing can flap and flap this little big tongue probably about 10,000 flaps per minute. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I mean, it look like it can adjust, dog. It like it can adjust and slow down all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, I'm...
Wow.
Okay, how do I even want to say? How are we supposed to compete with that? You know, how... It's just like, okay, first off,
even I know we talking about this, you know, the sex doll women, but you know, even with the dildos that ladies done had over the past few years, you know, they got these dildos, they do all these tricks and flips and squirting water, vibrate, tickling, you know, they do like 10, 20 different things. My thing is, I don't see how they can replace for real feel of a man, but at the same time, I mean, shoot, that's hard to compete when you got this machine that can do 5 or 6 different things at the same time. It take a real woman to understand, though, that, hey, that can't replace a man, but, I mean, I had to get to some of these dildos props. They do 5 or 6 different things at the same time. You know, we definitely have been had our work cut out for us. So now, fast forward to these dolls, you know what I'm saying, that's out now, and these brothers spending all this money on these dolls. So, look, let me kick it off by saying, when it comes to the dolls, me, myself, I couldn't use nothing like that, okay? I ain't nothing like a real woman with emotions and feel and a spirit, you know, when you want to look in their eyes and gaze and, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like the feel of a real woman. I don't see how these guys can sleep with this lifeless doll. I mean, even if it might feel real, but it's just laying there, staring into space, I would feel freaked out. I feel like I was sleeping with a corpse or something. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I could do it. But in the defense of the brothers who are doing this, man, I almost got to say still, though. I mean, look, ladies that had their little toys all this time, they can do 10, 20 different things. So, hey, if these guys need this little toy, you know, brothers have been put on the shelf for a long time because women got their toys. I guess some of these guys, they deserve to have something for them, too. But me, myself, I can't rock with it. But I can understand some of these brothers that need that or want that because women have had their toys. So I guess it's only fair that the brothers had them a toy too. But now the women have upped you, they upped us, because now they got this mouth, they got this head giver. It's a cold machine. So like I said, it's a cold machine. So I guess we're going to be playing this war back and forth, back and forth. Ain't no real people gonna hook up no more. Pretty soon, everybody just gonna hand them a fake toy, and they're gonna be just everybody be emotionless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, and that's the problem right there, because I see the sex dolls as pretty much the lowest. It's almost the lowest point that we've come as humans for real. Like, we talking about something as old as sex, right? Sex has been around since we've been around forever. But now we're trying to replace companionship, real humans, you know, reproducing and, you know, just the naturalness of sex. We're trying to replace that with something that's artificial. And, you know, I don't see nothing good about it. You know, I would, like Mufasa said, I would feel, like, just weird and creepy making love to a silicone bot that, you know, like, just lifeless and just laying there. Like, there's nothing really appealing about it. And for those that do or would purchase this type of robot or, you know, would have sex with it or try it out, I really feel for them because there's some mental issues going on. You know what I'm saying? There's really something going on there to where, you know, you feel like you have to have sex with a robot. Like, that's, yeah, I just see that as a problem, and I see it as really a step backwards for humanity. Like, this is not good, but it coincides with the fake world that we live in today. like everything about the world that we live in is fake. It's an illusion. There's lies on top of lies, built on top of lies. So this is just the next evolution of the next devolution, because we devolve and we not evolving as humanity, but this is just the next devolution of humanity. And we go see how low it can go, but I see this as a sign. Like, this is crazy, you know. And, you know, it always been toys out. You know, women always had the dildos and the little butterflies, the little vibrators and all these different type of things. But when you start incorporating, you know, full bodies and, you know, all this other type of stuff, it's just too much, bro.
Legs and toes and feet.
Legs, toes, feet. But the one thing the bots can't do, they're never going to be a human. Like, you cannot replace the realness of a human, you know. And you're going to have people actually falling in love with these bots just based on the sexual act. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be falling in love with these things just based on the act, but then there would be nothing else. Like, there's no companionship. You can't talk to them, what you like, honey, this and that, even though that may be coming soon, where they can transport a consciousness into the bot, but it's still going to be artificial.
Yeah, that's her now.
You know, right. So.
But what do y'all say to the guy who says, well, look, now all I got to do is pay my $2,000. I ain't going to hear her complain. I ain't got to worry about her kids. You know, I ain't got to worry about her telling me I'm no good, taking her out to, paying for her to go out to dinner, taking her to the movies. I can just do my thing and be done and stack the rest of my bread.
Well, I would say, you know, it depends on what you looking for out of life. Like, what are you looking for as human companionship? Like, are you, you know, if you just want to be by yourself and do your thing with your bot and all that, then, hey, knock yourself out. But, you know, for those of us that really want contact with real humans and real people, real feelings, real sex.
Contact.
A robot is not going to do that. A sex bot, a thought bot, whatever they call it, is not going to give you that. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to lead to other problems, in my opinion. You know, just as far as how we deal with each other, you know.
Love to say, you ever been to one of them female parties where, you know, they have all the little toys and stuff out?
I think I may have once or so. Yeah, I think so.
What would you say the same thing like Brother Kev saying, like even at a party like that, or just thinking about the women who use just the regular dildos? You think that's a mental thing too? You think they got mental issues, or you think that's okay to use the little bullets and dildos?
Well, I don't want to classify anybody as having a mental illness so quickly. However, I will say that I would say that there is some sort of an issue going on. What it is, I don't know, more than likely mental. It could be lack of loneliness. Unfortunately, women just have, when it comes to relationships and stuff, you know, we usually, in a lot of cases, get the short end of the stick. So it could be when you're dealing with women, the mentality of a woman, it could be that they're just tired of dealing with or running across the wrong guy. So they resort to that. And also with those types of the toys that they have for women, the pleasure toys, is a lot of it has to do with the performance of the men as well. Unfortunately, sometimes you guys just don't do it. So the toys have been created for that. Yeah, sometimes you guys just don't know how to end. And that's a lot of reason why a lot of women choose to go that route.
Because women know they spot.
Yeah, and then you guys heard, I'm sure, people talking about faking it in the bedroom, stuff like that, for the man ego and all those things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the reason why the toys were created for women was for that fulfillment. On this hand, for the guys, you guys get your eyes off. So this is just really pure greed to me, and it's just over the top. It's very unnecessary unless you're dealing with a man who just can't get a woman. And
so are you giving the girl the pass?
Yeah, in a sense, I do. I still personally don't think that the toys are necessary for the men or women. I really don't. But I can understand why it was created for the women. I can't understand why it was created for the man, though.
Yeah. You just saying, you get a woman to pay?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to clarify, as far as, you know, women using dildos and butterflies and other sex toys, I don't consider that a mental illness per se. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a mental illness. What I'm saying is, if you need a whole sex doll to replace a human, that is a mental issue, in my opinion. I think there's
something
greater going on. You know what I'm saying? But like Love Lachey was saying, you know, men and women have different sex organs. And the way we relate to sex and how we feel and, you know, all these things are different, you know, based on our organs, you know.
Right.
And, so it's kind of different. So I can't understand the women because, like Love Lachey said, a lot of times men can't perform. Women's bodies are different. There's different spots. You know what I'm saying? There's different things, you know, that go on. A woman can typically go longer than a man. A lot of the times, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so it's just all these different dynamics. So
I think the whole reason why the longer thing happens is because the men is unaware. So it takes them a little longer to make it happen. And I know, I think they're unaware. I think it can happen just as quickly for a woman as it can for a man.
What are you saying, unaware of what?
Unaware of how to actually do it, like to do it consciously instead of unconsciously, you accidentally making it happen because you're on a certain area. But to actually say, I know this is going to do it, and to do it, and it happens, because what I was going to say, it can happen just as quickly for us as it can for men, too, if it's done the right way. You just have to do things the right way. And I think for when it takes longer, it's due to just inconsistencies of things that men may not be aware of, only because, like you just said, how different our body parts are and the language between, you know, the height and not, it's different for us than it is for guys.
Right. What I was saying was, as far as, and then, I mean, we're going to have to get a little graphic, but I'll try to keep it clean. What I was saying, when it comes to men and us having sex, typically when we ejaculate or orgasm or whatever, after that, we're pretty much done for the most part. Like, we have to, you know, we need time to recoup and go back for the second round. But with women, a woman can orgasm and still keep going. That's kind of what I was saying as far as the difference, you know, as far as men not lasting as long as the woman, because it's different, because she can, you know, have multiple orgasms and keep going, whereas the man, he may need a break to recoup, water break, and come back and then continue with the sexual act. So with this sex, with these sex dolls, like I say, it's really going to be some mental issues with people who are going to be using these things on a regular. Like, we're going to start to see how it affects. And people just going to be like social hermits. Like, because the desire, the man is supposed to be out, you know, chasing the women and courting her and trying to figure out. If you got these guys using sex dolls, They just gonna be out, zombies, not even tripping off women, you know, just it's just gonna cause a whole lot of issues when it comes to mating and people courting, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta go back and touch on something though. And I feel where y'all coming from. But you know, tell you the truth, it's some women out here that can't hang neither. There's some women out here that don't know what they doing, that ain't in tune with their body and their guy's body. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just us. It might be more men than
really?
Women that's slack up.
Really?
But yeah, it's some women out here that don't know what they doing either. You know what I'm saying?
But you guys are so easy. It's like you got all the answers. It's like women have all the answers. It's like I don't understand who wouldn't know. The answers are there. It's like an open book. It's like coming to the class, get ready to take a test, and you get sit down at your desk, you got all the answers right there. I don't understand how you flunk a test with the answer.
You talking about how women would?
Right. It's like you guys are so easy. I don't understand how a woman wouldn't know how to, you know. It's like you guys are just too easy. All the answers are right there in your face. Everything, I mean, I don't...
Wait, I missed something.
I think we're a little more complicated. Huh?
Okay, so you said that a woman shouldn't have no problem, you know what I'm saying, getting us off, basically.
Basically, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because you guys are too easy for that to happen.
Damn. Would you say you feel the same way, Brother Kev?
I missed that. Love, Lachey, repeat. What'd you say? Yeah.
Well, I was actually responding
to somebody about that.
She
yeah.
said, she basically saying we easy. It ain't nothing to getting us off.
Yeah, so Mufasa said that, don't get it twisted. You know, it's some women who don't know how to do it too, you know, don't understand, the man body and her body and all that, who may not know how
like
to perform
like a woman that just
as well either.
Like a woman that just laid
her. A woman that just laid her, now that would be her not knowing
that's
her body, but he would still be capable of getting a man on, the typical man, because,
he
I agree. Men are easy.
Him getting off. That's him getting off. If she just laying there with her legs open and ain't getting into it, then that's him doing the work and getting off. He getting himself
right.
off. Like he doing, she
right.
might.
It's still happening.
Like a dog. Yeah, she just like the doll at that point. She just laying there lifeless. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. And this still happens for him.
Right.
Easy.
Right. So it just would be the question of how is she going to, you know, open herself up to, you know, to figure out how to please or how, you know, what she likes or so on and so forth. Which,
so why come?
Again. That
oh,
could
yeah,
come
bro.
With dialogue, though. No, I was just going to say, that could come, that's why the sex bot is a problem, because even if that is a situation where somebody just laying there or not performing right, you can always communicate with that person and let them know, you know, what you like, what you don't like, and y'all can move forward. But with these bots, it's just like, you know, you just got to get
yours.
Well,
the bots, you ain't got to talk to, you don't verbally talk, you just put them where you want them to be. So you
right.
you communicate without talking to them. You just put them where you want.
So what's
and
the deal? If you got a woman like you say, and you saying that some of us guys don't know how to, you know, get in there and get a woman off or whatnot. So what is it that the man is doing wrong that the woman is doing right with her little dildo? What the dildo doing right then? Just explain
well,
it
the
to
woman is, the woman is controlling
men.
The woman is controlling it.
Okay, so break it
so
down.
If
what
controlling
is,
it,
what,
then, if you controlling it, you putting it where it's supposed to be, you making it stay where it's supposed to stay, whatever your need is, you doing it. You're in control of that. The man, you're not so much in control of it, because even if you say go left, you may go left and they may not go left to the right, you know, left enough. So he's still not in full control of the man. So
right.
he may still be off on some areas, some spots, he still may not do it correctly because he ultimately is still in control. You can tell him, but just if I say, hey, scratch my back, you just like you telling somebody to scratch your back, you like up, and they not up some more, faster. It's that type of thing when it's a man doing it because he may not be, you know, he can think he's doing it right, and but if he's not in the right spot, you know, it just becomes a little more challenging. So that's all it is. Though with the toy, she's more in control, not more in control. She's in control.
So a man that's doing all that, a real life man that can do that and control and get a woman off. Seriously, get off. Then he deserves a lot of credit, don't you think? Because it's smart.
I mean, what makes him smart and in tune with the person that he's with, or either if he can do that with every woman, because every woman and everybody's gonna be different. So
if he mastered
that ability, then yeah, he's a pretty great guy.
A great guy. This is the other dynamic too. When it comes to male and female, this is the other dynamic. And I've been told that when it comes to sex with women, it's more mental. You feel me? It's more in their minds, mm-hmm. how they feel,
yeah,
how comfortable they are, how
mm-hmm.
you know, will
mm-hmm.
they trust the person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more
mm-hmm.
mental with a female. With a male,
mm-hmm.
it's just physical. You know,
right.
we're just trying to get in. We could stick it in a hole in a wall, and if it's, you know, moist enough, we could probably get off.
Soft
you know
mud.
Man?
You can stick it in some soft mud.
Right. You know, and you can get off. So with men, it's more physical. And, you know, with the women, they have to be comfortable with you. They have to, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
again, they
yeah.
have the internal organs. They're the ones that's receiving, you know, the male phallus. They're the ones on the receiving end, whereas the men are outwards and just, you know, we're
that's
able
why,
to get
that's
off.
That's why the toys
easier.
For the men is so unnecessary. I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, very.
If we're going to speak
very.
In those terms, because, like I said, the reason that a female, I can see a female doing it or deciding to, is because maybe she's been in situations where the men aren't doing it and you just don't tell them. You just keep faking it. And, yeah, oh, yeah, you did good, man. All that faking it. And you may just go out and do that. Or you just say, you know what, I like this guy. He's doing it right, but I'm tired of the other stuff because, you know, he got all these different women. I'm tired of being in bad relationships because it is different roles that men and women play. Sex will be, when a woman has sex, it's more emotions involved, like Brother Kevin is saying.
Right.
Guys, yeah, I can just get it out. You know, so in a relationship, it's not good if you guys are not on the same page. So to avoid being tied up, emotionally tied up with a guy that's not good, you may say, you know what, I'm not going to sleep with anybody right now until I find the right guy and I have this. Y'all don't have those issues because you guys are really the head of the relationship. So if the relationship not going right, you don't have, in most cases, have to worry about a scenario where you're like, oh, man, these girls tripping, they this and that. You just decide to do right, be a man, get who you want to be with, who you want to, you know, grow with and build a relationship with. Keep it like that, have sex with her, bam, good, and just keep it with her and not be out. Then you'll be okay in the bedroom. You'll be okay
so
in the
let
bedroom
me ask
because it's easier for you guys.
If you was come home, love to say, and you... You know what I'm saying? You caught your man in the bed with one of these sex dogs. Are you gonna snap? Are you gonna go crazy like he was with a real woman? You gonna leave him? I mean, how would you react to that?
Well, unfortunately, I would probably respond the same way as if it was a real person. I'm not gonna get the flipping and cussing and throwing stuff out anyway, whether it's real or fake. That's just not my personality. But I would still have the same concern. And, yeah, our relationship would be, it would be a jeopardy of being, you know, ended, because I would need to know, okay, the only difference between a fake one and a real one is that it's not real, but I would want to know, okay, do we have an issue here? Because I do think, like Brother Kevin said, when it comes to a man dipping off into something like that, I think the situation is totally different, because I believe it's so unnecessary for them to have it. So I want, like, why you have it is very important to me. Why you doing it? And you telling me that it's somebody who I'm in a relationship with too, so I'm going to feel like, what, you know, why do you need to?
So if he say, you know, if he say, baby, just keep me from cheating on you, because I really want to be with another. If he just open up and say, you know, I do have fantasies about other women, and this just keeps me from sleeping with somebody else, would you be understanding, or would you still be mad?
I probably wouldn't be mad, but I would understand that. But that doesn't mean that that I'm saying I would accept it. Just because I would understand, that doesn't mean I'm accepting it. I'm like, okay, I understand. So if you got this issue, you know, you need to clear it up, I can back off. I don't have to walk this path because this is not my path. I can back off, let you decide, figure out what you want to do, how you want to handle this situation. I'm not going to tell you not to sleep with this doll, and I'm not going to tell you not to sleep with another woman. That's going to be your choice and your decision. It ain't got nothing to do with me. So I can do what I have to do, and let him continue to work on what he needs to work on. If he come to a point in his life where he say, well, you know what, I don't want it, you know, I got some help, or I thought about it, I don't want to do that, and just want to be with me, then that's fine. But if he's struggling with it, you know, it's fine. We don't have to be in a relationship. He can work on that. He can get himself together. Maybe he won't ever change, and he may just continue to like the dial and be with other women. And that's his right. This is his life.
Yeah. But you ain't staying if he keeps that dog.
I don't think I will. I'm honest enough to say that I'm talking from a person that's not in that situation. But I would like to believe right now that I would not. I don't think that I would.
Yeah. Brother Ken, would you allow your woman to have a deal, though?
I don't really see a problem with that. Now, if it was to get to a point where she's using a dildo more than we're actually having sex, then that may be a problem. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with that.
What about you?
Because I've dealt with women in the past. Yeah, I've dealt with women in the past that had, you know, little sex toys or whatever, and it was never really a problem. So, yeah. Well, what about you, Mufas?
My straight up woman that I'm with all the time. No, she better not have no dildo in my house. I bet not. It's just like with that dog. I bet not find no dildo up here. You better tell me what I need to do, because that's like cheating. Tell me what, okay, I need to go to the left, to the right, like you said earlier, left, right, up, down, whatever, but you better not have no dildo in my crib. I'm going to feel like I'm being cheated on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then here go the other question. So are you allowed to masturbate if, you know, we having a dog conversation? Because that would be the same thing. You know, that would be the same thing as a woman masturbating as a male masturbating. So is that off limits in the relationship?
Dang.
That's the question.
Good question. Now look at me like,
Electrifies, baby.
Did you say, he got me when he said aloud. I'm like, Well, I mean, I came into this world with my hands. So I will not be here. I'm saying I'm
even. So you saying she got to use her hand? So you saying she got to use her hand?
Yeah, she better use her hand. Use her fingers.
Oh.
You ain't using no. Yeah, now she get a pass for using her fingers. But you ain't using no nothing. No, you ain't using no dildo. She can use her fingers though. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I don't care what I'm gonna do. I might sit back and watch. Yeah, I might watch at that point. Sit back and watch her do it, and then I'm like, "Yep, you done fucked up now." Oh, excuse me for cussing.
you done it now.
Now I'm finna finish you off.
That was a situation though where a young man did fall in love, and was in a relationship with him. Yeah, he's in a relationship with him.
With
a dog?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he's
what
sick.
I was saying.
Now
yeah,
that's sick.
Don't
that
happen.
Is sick. Man.
Yeah, he's sick. That's mental.
Yeah, and that will happen because you do have, you got some sick folks out here. So.
Hey, little shit, unfortunately, I think some women gonna fall in love with that old mouth thing.
I probably will.
Brother Kid, you got to see this thing, man. I was like, what?
It's like
you always say, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer, fam.
Yeah, it's a game changer. This thing here, you remember what the name of it was? It's a bad.
I'm about to look it up. So, okay, this leads to another. Yeah, this leads to another question, y'all, because this is why I say prostitution should be legal. That way you can, you know, if you, because sex, let's face it, sex is a major part of, you know, human desires and, you know, just being human. Like, we all got here by somebody having sex, period.
Right. Right.
So I think prostitution should be legal. Yeah, it should be legal. That way, you know, it should be legal, regulated to where it's safe. And, you know, if people want to get that off, and but they can connect with a real person. They can just, you know, no harm, no foul. Pay this money,
right.
Boom, services rendered, and everybody go about their business. But when you when you make it taboo and all this,
like
then people start looking for other alternatives.
Well, what is prostitution? What is prostitution?
Well,
what you mean?
We don't hope that easy all the time. It's not that easy said than done, because you have a guy that calls and figure he gonna pay, bam, bam, he fall in love. Then what, he gonna get mad at the he can't do that with the dial. If he can.
No.
That he just put a little hole in him, but.
But if he's in love with that particular prostitute, only thing he got to do is come back and pay. Like, it's not like, you know, it would be up to her if she want to go further with the relationship, but the deal when it comes to prostitution is you pay the money, you get sex, and that's the end. Like, if he wants to fall in love and this be his main prostitute, he can come back as long as he pays that money. You see what
so
I'm saying?
So what if I want to be nobody having other clients?
No, he know that's not part of the deal. This is her business. Like, he should already go in. Like, you got to go in knowing, like, this is part of the deal. Now, if you want to persuade her to stop, you know, prostituting and you be her only one, then that will be something between her, you know, between the prostitute and her, but, you know, it would be one of those deals where it's already established, the arrangement that we have. You know, the woman is a prostitute. She services men for money, or even a man, you know, however you want to get it. But I just think, you know, prostitution should be legal.
Shoot, for the most part, we already in prostitution, shoot. Man, I mean, which one of us, our women ain't getting no money for sex? They're getting money and they're getting extras. We already having prostitution going on for real.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for those who just want to get something off and not even be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? They just want to meet a young lady, take her out for a dinner, and bam, bam, bam. And that should be, you know, that should be, I think that should be fine. Like, I don't see no harm, no foul in that.
Well, see, the brothers who with the dolls, see, they go back to the dolls. They like, we ain't got to do that. That's, they so lazy. You know what I'm saying? They just want to pay their flat rate for their little doll, and they don't want to have to pay nothing else no more. They just, they looking at the cheap route. Get the doll. You know what I'm saying? They done. They ain't got to pay no more. Ain't got to take her nowhere. They ain't got to sit there and listen to her, talk to her. You know, unfortunately, it's the lazy way out. You know what I'm saying? They get straight to it. Boom, boom, boom. They talk to it. They ain't got to hear no lip back, none of that. You know, so.
That's terrible. That's not even fun. That's not even fun. Like, there's no chase. There's no nothing. There's no courting. There's no, you know, that's not, in my opinion, that's not even a thrill. It's not fun. Like, you know, you want to, you know, the men want to be the chase. We want to hunt and court and do all this other type of thing. But you guys just right there, just willing, just laying there whenever, ready whenever.
You know what?
Nah.
While we're sitting here talking 2018 about this, I can guarantee you that by 2019, they're going to evolve those dolls where she probably will be moaning and talking during sex, because I'm sure that's going to be something that men are going to, when they do their think tanks to try to make this product better, I'm sure that's one of the things they're going to come up with, and men are going to be like, wow, I wish she could just say something, you know? And they're going to incorporate those things with that down.
All right. So they better make, the only way I'm going to be interested is if it start cooking, too. They come up with one that start cooking and cleaning. Uh-oh. Look out.
Mm-mm.
Don't be some trouble.
I just think that, me personally, think this whole idea it just really stems from just the way that humanity is evolving into new age and things like that. Just to me, I look at it like a coffee pot. You know, they just, I think it's just something that they want to make easy. So another part of our lifestyle they want to make easy. So we don't have to have that attachment. You can just bam, bam, bam. Go ahead and go to sleep. You ain't got to put up with other stuff. You ain't do this, do that, and go to work. I think it's all part of that. Okay, I want things nice and quick and easy, you know, type of a mentality, a microwave mentality, and that's how I put it. Along with some perversion in there, too. You know, but I think a lot of it is like, I think the perversion is the number one thing they use, you know, make it easy type thing to try to justify doing it. That's how they, you know, that's their philosophy behind actually getting it done. Just come out and say, yeah, these are perfect.
I keep having that vision of that man. That man that was sleeping with that doll, you know, the one we saw in the video?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I could have sent it to you.
And actually, okay, you can send it to me. But actually, you know, I'm going to keep it real. These dolls have been out for a while. Because I don't know if y'all remember back in the day, they used to have a show on HBO called Real Sex.
Right.
And this show used to show different stuff, you know, and within the sex industry or whatever. And they had, I think this was like in the 90s, they actually had a sex robot and somebody was, you know, using it or whatever. And so now I just think they got to the point where they perfected it and they can mass produce these robots. You know what I'm saying? But they have actually, they've been out for a while, you know, so. But, yeah, like I say, it's a dangerous, it's a slippery slope that people sliding down with these thought bots. The thought bots. She ain't going to never tell you no. She's not going to ever say no. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. But, you know, I don't want no parts of that, man. I don't want no part.
Yeah, I mean, we might get to a point where We might get to a point we ain't even producing no more. The one coming out for the women, you know what I'm saying? They gonna have their fake man. You know what I'm saying? They got a fake man, a fake mouth, fake dildo. The men gonna have a fake woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it is
scary. I tell you, it's scary for, you know what I'm saying, my children and my children's children. That's what, because, you know, it's like, man, what type of world are they inheriting?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yep.
You know, this kind of off subject a little bit, but like I was just thinking a couple of days ago, like when I used to go out a lot, and, you know, we go out to parties or whatnot, and we was always, you know, dancing and intermingling with the females, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I don't think these days, I don't think if you go to a party or whatnot, I don't think the girls and the boys really dance each other no more. You know what I'm saying? You just got a bunch of people around or a bunch of girls wiggling, but, you know, bending over, bouncing. But I'm talking about straight dancing with each other. You don't see that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody interact with each other. All you see a bunch of people standing around playing with their cell phone.
Right.
So the whole,
and that's what it is.
The whole thing of us interacting, it is getting scary that we losing it.
Yep, and you hit it right on the head, because the human interaction is slowly dying down, and we can attribute some of that to social media, right? Because you got a social media platform, you got all these friends, some people you never met in person, you know, you never really sit down and talk to these people one-on-one, you know, but they're just your followers or friends, and they like your pictures and this and that. So, you know, with all this new technology, it's actually driving us away from just basic human interaction, because we can do everything by the phone. You know, we ain't really got to see nobody and meet up and do all those things. And then the sex bots is just an extension of that, where you ain't even got to deal with a human for sex. You know, you can just get your body and do your thing, so...
Speaking of that, social, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm thinking that, you know, because I already, like, on my Facebook, I don't have a lot of friends on there, and that's intentional, because it's like, if I got 3,000-4,000 friends on there, I mean, I can't interact with all them people. And people that I'm friends with on Facebook, I try to, you know, be able to intermingle with them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get to the point moving forward, I'm probably going to dwindle my little friends list down even more, because some people you might even see out in public, you know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, that's one of my Facebook friends. And they, you know, look right at you in the face and keep on pushing. And I'm like, damn, wait, we just had a, you know what I'm saying, a conversation or whatnot. I was talking about something
on Facebook. Right.
I'm getting to the point, if when we see each other, if I see you and I get ready to say something to you, like if I say, hey, how you doing? And you don't know that I'm talking, that we didn't talk on Facebook, I might as well just come on and delete you right then and there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just delete. If we can't intermingle with each other in the flesh, then just for my person, I don't need to be talking to you on no Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I just Facebook is the own down. You know what I'm saying? Just in order to keep me sane. Because, I don't want to turn into no robot. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like that where I just got a bunch of Facebook friends and I'm spewing out information. But then when I see them or I'm out in public, I don't even know who these folks are.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. That's a good point. And like I say, the sex box is an extension of, you know, the lack of the human interaction. What you say, Lil Lachey?
It's like the new microwave for relationships.
Yeah, that's terrible.
On a doll.
I just personally, like I say, think the idea, it's just unnecessary, you know.
I don't see the point in it, and if it's
That's their point. They lazy. You hear me?
So how do you guys feel about, okay, like the sick people who do struggle with sex addictions and things like that? Do you think it's an exception for them?
I don't. I think it's probably going to make it worse. Because the thing about sex addicts
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. But the thing about sex addicts is they need it, you know, from different people and different things. So we're talking about one sex robot. I don't think it's going to be enough because you're going to, you know, they're going to easily get bored with that sex bot. And then they're going to have to get another one. And then another
one.
It's going to lead, you know.
Well, you guys think it would decrease, we'll see a decrease in rape?
I don't.
Man, that's rough. That's some tricky questions right there because anytime you want to say it's possible, but then at the same time, I'm like, it's no excuse. It's no excuse even if it was no robot. It's no excuse to take nothing from anybody. So
exactly.
It's just no excuse, so I hate to put them two together like that.
What an easy alternative, though. Just an easy alternative.
No, because, see, we got to look at the mind of a rapist, and they say, you know, they say rape is really more about power than it is about sex. You know, they like to overpower people, and, you know, sex is just the result, but so yeah, I don't think it's going to decrease rapists because
they'll be practicing.
A rapist
on the
is
robot.
About, yeah, I mean, yeah, rape is about power. Like they enjoy the struggle or the fight back, you know. And with a doll's not doing that, you know. So it's not even the thrill that a quote unquote rapist may be looking for, you know. So I don't think it's going to have an effect on. You know, lawn rapes or anything like that. I mean, I really don't see any benefits from the sex doll, really. Like, I just don't see any good benefits.
Yeah, because it just makes people lazy. It just makes you a lazy.
I think it also fuels the, you know, the self-control thing. I mean, I just don't understand the purpose of having a doll to do that. Well, why you just can't wait and get a woman and then you develop your relationship and just keep it like that? I don't get it. I can't wrap my mind around it. I think it just adds on to the decline in the mindset of humanity and how it's like, Just giving in. We're not teaching each other how to stand strong and overcome. It's like just give in and get the doll and just go on. It's like that's so freaky. I don't understand. What is you having sex with a doll? Really?
Yeah.
To
tell you the truth, Lola Shay, I feel the same. Y'all gonna probably disagree, but I feel the same way about the dildos. It's like, just teach your guy what he need to do. Tell him what he need to do. To me, that's just unnecessary to be using an item, you know, an object rather. You know what I'm saying? To get yourself off.
Yeah.
You know,
take the time to get to know your mate
and teach your mate what he need to do instead of it being so impersonal using these objects.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. The only thing I'm saying in the difference between the toys for the women and the guys, I just think that the reason that it came about just from the lack of the things that I was talking about, you know, I'm not condoning it, but I think it was probably created just out of that mentality versus like
I can't even understand the mentality that this came from. It's like, what is this guy thinking that he's a dial that, like I'm saying, I can't even understand the whole reason behind it. I can't see whether I agree with Toys for Females or not. Whether I agree with it or not, I can't see that logic if it was to come up like, well, these are the issues that I'm having, so I'll create this. I don't understand what the issues would be for the man to have one of those things.
We got a caller to check if they want to say something. Okay, we'll take it. Area code 314-482, caller, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Peace, caller, thanks for calling. Hey,
hello, like caller, say, where are you calling from, and what you think about the topic that we're discussing today?
Hey, I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. And like she say, they done had their toys for the longest. Now, I just think got a little better. Some of these guys out here, they shy, they scared. They don't know how to talk to women. That might be the only way to get something. I don't know. But if you want to spend that type of money on that, that's just like they be down on Martin Luther King.
Right.
Spending money.
They'll be selling them at the flea market in a minute.
Hey, and this, well, they came up with the little pocket thing. Hey, to each their own.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead, Mufasa.
No, I was just going to ask him, if he had that type of bread, would he buy one?
Oh, hell no.
Nah,
I wouldn't, but like I say, it's not me. But, you know, some of these cats out here, they ain't got the game to speak to a woman. Like, we see the movie, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I got one more question for you. Say, for instance, right, you go to your partner's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
You going over, it's Super Bowl time. You go over there, tries to watch the Super Bowl. And you go, hey, man, I'm going to use the restroom right quick. He's like, go ahead. As you go back there to the bathroom, you go to use the bathroom, and you just happen to glance over or whatnot as you pass in the room, and you see one of them dolls laid up in the bed. You gonna say something to your partner, or you gonna act like you ain't even see it?
Hey, see, now that's the whole thing. See, that's the difference. Now, if you're just trying to have fun, you having fun. But if you get into a relationship with the damn doll, it's a problem. That's a problem if you get into a relationship where the doll is laying up in the bed with you.
That's what it's gonna turn into. Because, see, once you start having sex, remember, sex is a lot of transfer of emotions and energy. Once you start having sex with this dog, you're going to have some type of attachment. You know what I mean? Like, y'all going through this ritual of sex, and then you got to clean it off and wash it and do all these things, get it ready, and it's going to become...
But women been doing this for how long? They done had toys before we done had toys. And that's why some women say they don't need a nigga because they got their toy. So it is vice versa. They've been doing it for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to upgrade. We got to upgrade.
Hey, well, Carl, I got to tell you something. Is the upgrade didn't last that long because guess what? Now they got one. I saw it today. They got one that's like a mouth giving oral sex with a little tongue on it. And the tongue flap like 2,000 flaps a minute.
Hey,
I'm telling you, the craziest thing I've ever seen.
They always been ahead of the game before us. So
we can't keep up.
We trying to, but we can't.
Yeah.
Right, but we just need to go back to the old school way of figuring it out, like, because, you know, it's been some men, like you say, like the caller said, don't know how to talk to women, but what do? You learn, shit, they got dating sites. You know, you evolve and try to figure out how you go get some of that, you know, how you go get some yoni. You know what I mean? Like, you got to figure it out. So with the sex bot, it just make it too easy. Like, it's lazy, and you're not really applying your mental, you know, you're not applying
not,
your skills as far as acquiring a woman.
Now, do y'all think a lot of it may have something to do with the fact that there's no strong male role figures in the homes for some of these young guys to teach them how to approach women when it's that time? And, you know, that could also lead to a problem, like the caller was saying. There are a lot of shy men that don't know how to talk to women. It could be because they didn't have that father figure or male figure around them to teach them and show them what to do and what to say.
That's a good point, but it also depends on what community you're talking about, because different communities have different structures. Like, you know, you'd have to break it down as far as on different type of lines, because we do know that, you know, black society is different from white society or Chinese societies. Like, each society and culture deals differently when it comes to courting and dating and relationships and family and all that stuff. So that's a good point, but, you know, we would have to break it down as far as different, you know, different societies. Now, the thing when it comes to talking to women, the only thing is confidence. It don't matter how you look. It don't too much matter even what you say, but if you have the confidence to approach a woman, that's like 90% of the battle. So I think when it comes to, you know, courting and dating, you know, men got to realize, got to have that confidence in themselves to go and approach, you know, a woman and spark up a conversation and get things going.
You
know? You
see, but and at the same time, I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, I would listen to the Breakfast Crew, like, they say, we older, we 40 plus. We was basically raised on rape culture, like the Freaknik, where you just did what you want to do. You grab a woman. Now, they done toned it down.
Yeah.
And they scared.
Yeah, we can't do that no more. Yeah. We can't be as aggressive as we was back then. It's like now, and that's a bad part. That's a bad part about the culture too, is because they want us. They're turning the men more sensitive and toning their masculinity down. In my opinion,
right. Well, you can't even compliment a woman without you know, you can't even compliment a woman without it could be a harassment. You know,
right.
How back in the day, it used to be like, "Hey, babe, you look nice," and this and that. Now, that can be considered harassment. Like, you're approaching her and she don't, you know, want to be approached like that or whatever, whatever. So, yeah, that is definitely true. But I just think it comes down to a lot of to do with American culture as a whole and how we view sex. You know, we kind of view it as taboo on one hand, but then on the other hand, we got the porn industry and underground sex and sex trafficking and all these other things going at the same time. And I think it kind of confuses people, and it's just a lot of sexual confusion when it comes to American culture, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that lead way to the sex box, and that the porn industry is a $1 billion industry. You know, people watch these movies and porn and all this stuff, and it's a $1 billion industry. So the next phase is the thought bot, you know, is the sex bot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
like you say, they watching all this porn. They want to do that type of stuff, but women ain't going to have it, so that's why they get the dial. Like, you see niggas putting their foot on the back of a girl's neck. Who do that? Who have a... that's your fetish? But women ain't going to go for that for real. I just paid $200 for my weave.
Right.
You can't pull them tracks out.
Right. I haven't been online, but it's my opinion. I don't know if brothers, meaning black men, are going to be into the sex box like that. I think this is going to be mainly fueled by white men, you know, who have, a complex about themselves or a penis envy or whatever, and feel like they
have a fetish for a
exactly.
for a black woman.
Well, they can have that too. Exactly, they can have that too. But I think it's gonna be really white males that's going to buy a lot of these bots. I don't think they're tripping like that. You know what I'm saying? But they're definitely going to be buying a whole lot of bots.
I don't know, Brother Kev. Mm-hmm. I would say a few years ago I'd agree with you, but
I'm not saying none is always gonna be exceptions, but I'm saying the majority of people who go buy these bots are going to be white males. You gotta think about it. Look at the resources. The bots are like $2,000 to $5,000. What black person, what brother you know got $2,000 to $5,000 sitting up where he just go buy a bot, a sex bot?
Right.
Like you
said,
there's
always
exceptions to the rules. There's exceptions to the rules, but I'm saying overall, it's going to be white men buying these bots.
And at the same time, when I was in World Store, I saw the box, and they shaped like a black woman, but they white. But they got the black boots.
Exactly.
It's a white man's fantasy.
Yep.
They show up on the black market for the low.
Probably so, but I mean, when you're talking about the low, you're talking about $500, $1,000 maybe, $250,
Hey, Love Lachey, they're going to be sex trafficking the dog.
Sex trafficking the dog.
We a whole movement. Sex dogs, lives matter.
Man, buddy. It's gonna be a wild sight, but man, this is the beginning of the end.
All we gotta do is pray.
Man, we gotta do more than that, my brother. For real. We gotta do more than pray, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing play out. And, are they going to be selling
hopefully
them?
Hopefully it don't skyrocket. Yeah. I'm hoping it doesn't skyrocket. Hopefully it don't take off. Hopefully it's just a little, just as far as it goes.
LaFace.
Yeah, hopefully this is as far as it goes.
Hey, the way these youngsters rapping now, they might have them in the videos with them in a minute.
You heard me. Like for real.
Sitting in the passenger seat.
Right. With a blunt name off, too.
Right. That'd be terrible. That's where we're going to, but.
Now, see, here's where y'all going to have y'all, but you know what? Here's where y'all going to have a problem with. If it was really so growing like that, y'all ain't going to know how to dress her and do her hair. She gonna be out down on the pants.
Wait,
y'all ain't
gonna
know how to do it. I'm talking about the guys who have their dials.
That's why she the side chick.
Yeah, but you talking about taking her out and all this stuff. Or whatever.
No, I said the youngsters making videos.
Yeah, I guess they'll pay somebody to do their hair then. I just think it's a ridiculous thought. It's a ridiculous thing. It's just I think it just really shows a decline in our morals and values and
It's like, man, it just pushed us so far. That's why, and nothing that we're talking about here leads us to the path of bettering ourselves. It's taking away something from us and replacing it with something synthetic and that's not real and false. And it's just,
exactly.
I don't understand. Because when we adopt this and adapt this to humanity, we really cutting off a part of us, our morals and values that makes us human and empathize and things like
right.
that. We're cutting that part off and replacing it with just some falseness.
See, but at the same time, like you say, emotions. Some of these white folks, that's why they do all these random rapes. If they can get that dial and take their frustration out on that dial, it wouldn't be so many home invasion and rapes. If they have some type of outlet. You got to see it like that, too.
Yeah, but I mean,
all these serial
rapists. How many rapists going to be able to afford a dom? And like I was saying earlier, I don't know if you missed it, the rape is really about the power and the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's about overpowering.
And that's what,
overpowering
what I'm saying. If they can get that dial, they can do whatever they want to. They can stump it. They can stab it, punch it. And it's not no human being.
True. But they got to get a hold of the dial. Like he just said,
it's on the black market. And they can get them cheap.
I'm starting to feel sorry for these sex dolls.
They finna get dragged like a.
Hey, cause you know, like people,
type of devious,
you know, some of these cats out here, they like to do the choking game with women, and they can go too far. If you got something that you can kill, you can feel more comfortable.
Man.
That's why you might need one.
They gonna be getting slapped around.
Oh yeah.
Oh man,
they gonna be dirty.
All tight. Yeah, they gonna get dirty, down and dirty.
it's both ways. It's kind of crazy that they actually spend all this money on doing this when people going hungry, homeless. But it's a catch-22.
All right, Carlo, I don't know if you was on earlier, but we asked this question too. Okay. Now, comparing the sex dolls to dildos, you know, you already said the women that had their thing.
Right, they had for the longest.
Do you have a problem with your woman having owning a dildo?
Would she have a problem with me having a dial? Well, not a dial. What they call it, the pocket pussy. So she got her toy, I got my toy.
So it's okay. You be cool with your woman owning a dildo?
Oh yeah, cause I'm gonna play with it with her. And now she can play with my toy with me. That's cool. That's another thing too. We got a threesome with no feelings.
I forgot about that. Couples could get the threesome popping with the thought bot.
Because, you know, most of the time you have a threesome, either the dude catch feelings for the chick or the chick catch feelings for the dude. Now, if y'all can both have fun, hey.
And put the doll in the closet when y'all done.
Right.
Put the doll in the closet when y'all done and be like, okay, break out tomorrow night.
Break Susie out 2 months later.
You hear me? Dang. That's crazy.
It's a catch-22.
Yeah, I wouldn't be feeling that one.
She might not want to be really with a female, but she'd rather play with the toy. So she can practice if y'all actually really do it.
I don't want to offend anybody. But I just think that is weak. I don't want to be offensive though, but I just I don't want to offend any of my sisters out there that want to do it. Hey, get it in if that's what you want. But I just think that's a cop out weak decision. I just
Well, I ain't gonna let him. I know, you know, such and such been asking me for a threesome, girl, but he got this dial. I guess I'll go ahead and try. That's weak. That's something that she been wanting to do in the first place. If that's the case, she just too embarrassed and know how to do it with a real female. But she gonna go ahead and bow down to the dog.
It's a training tool.
It's a training tool.
But if you want to, like say, if you want to pay that money, that's a high training course. It's a special training course, but you don't ever know how people.
Yeah, man. Yeah, buddy. But we in line. Look, we got fake news. We got fake food. That GMOs. We got fake social media. Fake thug. We just becoming a very fake society. Now we got the fake sex partners, the thought bots, the sex bots. So,
we're weakening ourselves. At some point, we're gonna need to manufacture humans because we're gonna be so weak. We're not gonna know how to get nothing done. We're gonna need robots and somebody to think for us and somebody. We're gonna need all that technology because we are weakening ourselves.
Right, and think about it. Look, when we go out, we barely interact with people. When you go out, people be on their phones, in their phones, just looking. We just becoming, we becoming androids. Like, we becoming robots ourselves because we barely interact. When you go to the store, you can just go to the line. You ain't even got to deal with a real person. You just check
and
out,
see,
and keep it moving.
And see, like, in California now, they talking about they don't even want you to deal with cash. All they want you to do is swipe your card.
Exactly.
And then,
yeah.
I want to say, I don't quote me, but the first android, they didn't citizen, gave her papers as a human. The first android.
Yep. We're dealing with artificial.
That's where it's going.
That's where it's going. So we're not even going to be dealing with each other. All our friends going to be on social media. And we just go communicate through text and LOL memes and all these different type of things and having sex with robots.
That's FaceTime. So we just gonna push a button, their face gonna pop up.
We just go FaceTime, exactly.
Yeah. You gonna play basketball with your friends from the living room. It's gonna be virtual.
We do that now. You know, we can go on the internet and play each other in Madden football and basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you got the internet
connection.
We
get it in.
We ain't even
got to
come to each other's house no more. We can do it. We already can
start
it that train.
Yep, yep. And it's going to get worse and worse. We're just not going to be dealing with each other.
I got a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. Both of them on the phone now.
Exactly.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Pet shops. This and that.
And we probably was the last generation where, you know, we actually go outside and play tag football, kill a man, and hoop, and do all these things. Now these kids is just, you know, just social media and YouTube, and they're just not interacting like we used to do.
But at the same time, it seems that's safer for us to have them on that sitting out there, and these little cats out here wilding.
If you raise your kids, like if we raise kids, our kids like the way we were raised, where they go out and play and do all that type of stuff like that, they almost become the outcast. You know, if you don't get them
be the weirdo, exactly. Yeah.
You don't get them smartphones and stuff, you kind of let them like you do, like we did, they get to school and become the outcast. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
Right. You ain't got no Facebook page. I ain't seen you on Musical.
Right. That is true.
So it all points back at the society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We have to figure out something to get this society under control. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a wrap, man. It's spiraling so fast, man. It's a wrap. We going further and further down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, you gotta remember, you got somebody.
There's no coming now.
Yeah, you got somebody in thinking of a sex toy. We gone.
Exactly. What have we come to? We gone.
If those ideas that people is dwelling on, we gone. We messed up.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, call the dog.
Well, we will. And at the same time, we've been gone when they've been doing sex trafficking. So,
yeah.
Well, don't hang up, Carla. Hold on for a minute, cause we're gonna get ready to sign off. But hold on, hang up. Hold on for a second.
Yep. All right, you got about 5 minutes left to the live stream. So, yeah, this Collective Minds, and we debating. We're going to have a talk and see if we're going to do a show next week, but we will keep y'all posted because next week is Super Bowl, even though I'm not tripping off of it. We do know a lot of people, a lot of listeners may be,
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't understand what you just said.
Well, I mean, like some of our listeners, some people may want to watch the Super Bowl, and our show would start at the same time. So
yeah,
I'm just saying, you know, we'll keep the family posted. We may take next week off and resume the following week. So we'll figure it out. But I just wanted to, you know, be transparent with the family and let everybody know what we're thinking about. So go on, sign us out, Mufasa. It's on you.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, thanks for listening in. We hope y'all learned something today. We hope you, you know, if you do go out and get your little sex doll, hopefully you'll be safe with it. don't get it pregnant or nothing like that. Appreciate y'all tuning in every Sunday. And we appreciate y'all listening and gathering. Holler back at y'all next Sunday. Same time. So, Black Power.
Black Power. Peace. Peace, y'all. Educated, innovative mind. Unity and self-defense combined. I just put a black extension on my AR. If my blackness is offensive, I don't say sorry. When it's time to handle business, gotta play your part. If you're not black, I'ma play the race card. No, he didn't, yo, I just play the race card. I'm enlightened, so that's why I feel safe at dark. I'm a warrior, probably got like 8 scars. Revolutionaries can't be scared to wage wars. For the people who oppressed in this cold world, Africans are connected around the whole world. Speaking of Africa, we should treat it like a planet. Total independence, it's gonna take strategic planning. Black power, spending money with my own kind. Black power, buying land that I can call mine. Black power, educated, innovative mind. Black power, unity and self-defense combined. Black power, black power, black power. Educated, innovative mind. Black power, black power, black power. Unity and self-defense combined. I stay away from pigs like a muscler. Two clips taped together, that's a hood drum. In every hood, I think we should control the politics. By any means, putting pressure on these lobbyists. I put my race first, yeah, I know it's obvious. I see better days, guess I'm just an optimist. I'm trying to wake our people up like alarm clocks. Technology advanced, we gon' need some arm box. And some droids, I'm not talking about toys. Black power in my body, fuck steroids. And I'm ready if the revolution started today. Cause I'm armed with some knowledge from Kwame to Ray. Black power, spending money with my own kind. Black power, buying land that I can call.